brain-body trauma response, the perceived view of the difficult child as angry and controlling is misleading. Rather, it appears that due to early trauma experience, this child is caught within a negative neurophysiologic feedback loop. This state is trauma-induced and is the body's natural fear reaction gone awry. In this manner, the fetus, infant, or child is the product of an overly stressful environment or event contributing to poor self-regulation and fear sensitivity. The two most important parts for this lecture that I want you to remember is one, negative neurophysiologic feedback loop. That's what Bruce Perry calls an amygdala hijacking. When this child is caught within a negative feedback loop, meaning their feedback loops are no longer positive, they are negative. And the second is the perceived view of this child as angry and controlling is misleading. Negative feedback loops only create more negativity. Have many of you noticed with these children that there are only incremental positive experiences? That there are a lot more difficult days than there are good days? Because negative feedback loops foster more negative feedback loops. And we have to interrupt those feedback loops. The perceived view as the difficult child is angry and controlling is misleading. What I'm going to tell you today is that, one, this child is not angry, he is scared. He's not angry, he's scared. Or she's scared. And all those negative behaviors you see stemming from her fear. Two, this child is controlling. This child is controlling, but controlling not to control you, not to manipulate you, but controlling in order to survive. Controlling in order to survive. The only time we seek to control is when we are scared and stressed. And that's for all of us. The only time we seek to control is when we are scared and stressed. When we are not scared or stressed out, we don't seek to control other people because our control comes through the ability to influence. We must influence rather than overpower. When we can influence and rather than overpower, then we can create the necessary components for that brain and body system to begin a process of reorganizing. The amygdala has the ability to learn new patterns of repetition. The amygdala has the ability to learn from experience that it doesn't have to react the same way. The hippocampus, the orbital frontal cortex, the hippocampus specifically, can regenerate when stress is sufficiently interrupted. It can regenerate. It's not a lifelong broken state of the brain. It has the ability to grow.
Which one is that?
The hippocampus. Dendrites in the hippocampus have the ability to regenerate. Number three, the orbital frontal cortex, that social and emotional control center, is one of the few areas of the brain that is open for development and influence throughout the lifespan. It is never too late to improve upon your social and emotional relationships. And then number four, our ability to regulate is an ability that also can be influenced lifelong. We can all increase our ability to regulate. Those are four very good things for you all. Those are four very hopeful things for your families and for your children. That there is hope for these children when we can create prolonged states of regulation. Because there are two things that are proven to change the brain. Relationships and environments. And the positive repetition of each.